This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Cavaliers will win the series if you tell me. 216-474-0092. Jeff is off today. Dan Menigan is in. We'll walk through the series for you just in case you need to get up to speed on what's going on. They will play tomorrow at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. That is a 1 o'clock tip on ESPN. Games 2 and 3 are on NBA TV. They are both 7 p.m. tip-offs. And so that's what you're looking at. That's Monday and Thursday. So Monday and Thursday, 7 p.m. tip-offs on NBA TV. You could not hide this series anymore.
You will also be able to watch them on your local affiliate. So if you're if you are one of the people who does not have NBA TV as a cord as
right,
you know, on your cable package, right, you will still be able to find the game.
And we don't even want to talk about the Bally's app on this thing. Game 4. So these are all games that will be played at Orlando. So game 3, game 4 at Orlando. That game is a 1 o'clock tip-off. It's a week from tomorrow, and it's on TNT. So you should have a clear channel to be able to see that there. They're not hiding the series because they think it's probably going to end at that point.
I mean, this series is going to be a rock fight.
I think so, too.
Is. It's going to be a rock. It's going to be good basketball. If you like defense, if you like ball movement, if you like that kind of stuff, it's going to be good basketball, but it's going to be a rock fight. Jalen Suggs is a bulldog if you haven't watched him since the national championship game. Jonathan Isaac, honestly, he has hit the Kawhi Leonard level of, like, I am now going to stand in front of you and I am going to take the ball away from you, and there's nothing that you're going to do about the fact that I am about to take the ball away from you. Like, I've only seen like two other players in my lifetime off the top of my head who could do that. Peak Kawhi Leonard and peak Scottie Pippen. Those are like the two guys off the top of my head who would just go, like, I am now going to take the ball away from you, and you're not going to do anything about it. Too bad. Get over it.
Game 5 and 7 back here in Cleveland. Game 6 would be in Orlando. It'd be April 30th, May 3rd, and May 5th if you're looking at your phone right now and you're trying to put all that stuff in. If you are, you should probably go to a website and look up the series. I really think tomorrow is important for this team. They can shake a lot of demons at 1 o'clock tomorrow. They can shake the demons of last year's play. We've literally been waiting since last year to see this team get back out on the floor during the playoffs. You've all been there. I was looking at ticket prices again today. $46 is on the secondary market for seats that are way, way up high. So that's a little bit better than it was yesterday. I don't have this great feeling. There isn't a huge buzz right now in downtown Cleveland for the Cavaliers. Now, maybe it'll get a little bit better tomorrow when you head down here and you check it out. But again, it's a 1 o'clock start. It's the Cavs and the Magic. It's the 4 and the 5 seed, which you would think, you know, lends itself to say this should be the best matchup of the playoffs, 4 versus 5. They're right next to each other. They're right there. So
yeah.
I just think they need to come out. Donovan Mitchell's got to be healthy. I want to see Evan Mobley get involved in this. I need Darius Garland to make good decisions at the end of the game. That's it. I really have three things I need to see happen for the Cavaliers to be able to win. But they need to. We've watched them so many times this year be able to hammer it home against a team and just kind of blow them out. That's the kind of game I think they need in game 1. I don't know that Orlando is just going to lay down and die in this. Go, oh, welcome to the playoffs. Look at this. Oh, that's not the way it's going to go. But they need, mentally, I really think, to shake the cobwebs off of a week off with people looking at them going, why did you throw that? It feels like they threw the game. Feels like. Let me make sure I get that correct. Obviously, people have said, look, J.B. Bickerstaff limited their time, and that's the way they wanted to play out the game. They didn't really care who they were going to play. I'm having a lot of trouble buying that. But you got Cavs, you got Magic, you got playoffs. The atmosphere will be good. The one thing I know won't disappoint will be the pre-tip-off atmosphere at Rocket Mortgage, because the fans, especially for the Cavaliers during the playoffs, always seem to deliver. Some of the best crowds I've ever seen in Cleveland sports history have been here during the playoffs in that arena.
So the Cavs win this series, and we'll take your calls on that 216-474-0092. What do the Cavs need to do to win this series? To me, it's two things. Jake laid out one of them. Donovan Mitchell needs to be the best player on the floor.
For sure.
The second thing, Mitchell, Garland, Mobley, Allen have to play together. It has to gel.
How much faith
do you have? It has to gel. How much faith do I have in that happening?
Yeah. What have they shown to you over this past season that is a reality? Especially because during the 18 of 20, when they won those games, somebody was always out.
Two of them were out. Mm-hmm. But that's, if you are going to make a playoff run, you need to be able to put your best players on the floor at the same time and be able to have them play together. That's the story of this. If the Cavaliers can get those four guys on the floor playing together and not get burnt by the overlap that's there and not have the excuses that come with it and not run into the same snags they had during the regular season, they will beat this Magic team. This Magic team is young. It's talented. It's a defensive-minded team. But there are flaws there. Franz Wagner, I had to ask the Franz Wagner question because he shoots five threes a game. The guy shoots 30%, but he shoots five threes a game. That is something you can exploit. You can sag off of a guy like that and give him space and dare him to shoot. If that means you can help somewhere else, you can help on Paolo, you can help on anybody else who is on the floor at any given point. Like, that's the chess match that you're in the middle of playing. And if those four guys in crunch time cannot be on the floor together, you have a problem. And that's how you lose this series. This is the question we've had the entire season. And now we need, during the season, we wanted the answer. Now in the playoffs, we need the answer. If JB doesn't have some way to get those four on the floor at the same time playing together, this thing's going to get ugly.
All right, as we sit 23 and a half hours before the game, I'll ask you the question again. What do the Cavaliers need to do? And then why don't you give us your series prediction? Cavs, Magic, first round, NBA playoffs, best of 7, 1 o'clock tip-off tomorrow, Rocket Mortgage Field House. You can do that at 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, or you can always hit us up on social media on X at CLE. Talking Heads.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.